All right, welcome back
to the Metamans podcast, and here we are. Swift, James, or Evo, and we're all about remember self-development and consciousness optimization, and we're here in his music studio, and I really hope that you can understand what I'm saying, basically. Now we're going to actually jump into the podcast. So, any thoughts around stuff?
No, not really, but thank you for letting me talk.
All right, here we are back again with Real Voices this time in my good friend James's music studio, and we're having a couple of beers, a couple of bevvies with the boys, as James would say. How are we tonight, guys?
Fantastic. Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great as well, yeah. So, yeah, today we're going to talk a little bit about James's musical journey, the reason he owns a music studio, a little bit about the music industry and entrepreneurship around that. So,
yeah, cool.
James, can you tell us a little bit about how you kind of got into electronic music?
Yeah, man. So about a year ago, I started a music studio here in Woolloongabba called The Clout Zone. I've been doing pretty much an audio engineer job for the last year, like servicing clients, also working with some like high profile clients, which is pretty cool. Definitely gaining a lot of experience in the music industry and a lot of life experience as well. So
keyword.
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Oh, mate. Thank you for coming along. We're all about, interviewing people from unique experiences in life. So
yeah, appreciate it, man. Hopefully I can offer your audience some insight too, because I feel like I've lost my train of thought. Already fucked it.
That's okay.
Oh, well, that's how we do it, man. This is how we do it on the podcast. And it's funny, we always lose our train of thought mid thought. It's so hard trying to I have a thought about what I'm going to say next, but then the conversation takes a turn and I'm like, how do I take it back to that thing? Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. But yeah, I suppose if you just want to tell us a little about how you kind of got into electronic music, that would be that'd be awesome.
Yeah, fully. I started making music back in 2014 and just immediately became addicted to making music. And then I've been doing it literally every day since then and just still learning so much. So really trying to master the craft, but I'm learning every day that it's one thing is you're just always learning basically. Mm. And so that's what keeps me addicted to making music and doing that. So yeah, that's where I came from. And really making a business out of it has been such a challenging, but also learning experience. Mm. And it's really good because you can apply these same lessons to everywhere in your life, basically. So definitely it's very interesting trying to turn a hobby into your full-time work, and you really got to love what you do if you want to do that.
So. Yeah. Definitely. And it's we're all trying to do the same thing, mm-hmm. I suppose. And I totally agree with you in that, you're doing one thing and you're I really like this thing. You know what? I want to try and make money out of this thing. Mm. And then next minute you kind of dive into it and you're oh, this is not actually what I thought it was going to be. It's all of these other things as well as this thing. You know, there's no such thing as if you're doing what you're passionate about, there's no such thing as just doing what you're passionate about 100% of the time. It's 20% of the time, you're going to love what you're doing, but 80%, maybe not 80%, but a good chunk of it is going to be trudging through the mud and it's not actually going to be all enjoyable,
That's
definitely something that's conditioned 100%, into us, I reckon,
The music industry is so interesting and unique because you're literally seeing an end product, and that end product could be Ariana Grande or something. And it's wow, on the surface, this thing is so beautiful and unique and it makes you feel a certain way. But then diving into the depths of the music industry, you quickly learn that it's wow, there's a lot of mud to trudge through, as you just said.
Mm. Can you give us a couple of examples or any off the top of your head?
No,
I know exactly what you're talking about. But
yeah, it's just it's just a very treacherous industry where, people get into it with their hopes and dreams on the line. They're hey, I want to express myself. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to make a difference and change the world with my music. But it's such a treacherous road to really get to that point where you can be up on stage Skrillex or someone and you're playing these amazing tunes. It's the back end of it is quite dirty, but once you understand it, you can manipulate it in your favor, and that's a huge thing I'm learning.
Mm. Yeah, and it's especially with the art industries, it seems, whether it's YouTube or music or whatever it is, there seems to be, obviously there's always kind of corporate interests involved and they want to make money off it, and there's people at the bottom being I'm passionate about this thing and I want to make money, just enough money to survive so I can do this for a day job. But then people at the top, they control it and they go, we see that you're passionate about it and we're going to take your money and we're going to use that favorably for ourselves, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't know that until you're too deep. You just don't know that.
That's why they call it the music business. It's not the music playground.
Like, it's a lot of industries are like that, though. A lot of creative industries, especially YouTube as well, they used to like really favor small content creators.
Yeah.
But there's nothing for them now.
Really?
And they push like paid content.
Yeah. Because they see dollar signs as well.
That's exactly right. Like, so it's like it's clearly a business move, and there's no preference on the growth from the ground up as such.
Yeah, it's interesting because like you could probably apply it to like every industry, really, whether it's like hardware or like
accounting.
Accounting.
Yeah,
accounting.
I'm so passionate about accounting. It's like, yeah, well, we're going to make a lot of money off you, son.
And you guys probably getting so many like interesting insights, like interviewing all these like different people from like different areas of life, or like things that, you know, interviewing like athletes and interviewing like influencers. It's like you get these like crazy insights, which enables you guys to like manipulate's a bad word, but it's like it's the most applicable word for like the situation, I guess.
To be honest, like the worst case scenario, Dan and I are just taking all these like crazy notes from all of our guests kind of thing, and we're learning a lot on a journey, you know what I mean?
That's so, exactly right. Yeah.
You're right.
And then that becomes your thing. It's like, hey, these guys know all this information about all this different shit. Let's tune in and get this information off them because we can apply it to our field or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And also one thing we mentioned with most recent episode that we actually published today, it allows people of really all walks of life to be able to have a voice. Like we were mentioning with Nicola, who had her episode on, it gave her a chance to talk about an article that she got published, which potentially, you know, she wasn't looking into the media side of things, but it gave her a forum to be able to go like, hey, like this is what I've done. I'm really proud of it. Yeah. And it was interesting. Like,
because the podcasting thing is still so underdone in Australia. Yeah. Like one's like
in Australia for sure.
Yeah,
like obviously overseas and whatever, but like it's still huge. Like it's still like, and people like a lot of people, myself included, like start podcasts and they just give up after like 10 episodes. So
we read a funny statistic the other day. I think it's the average podcast finishes at 13, was
13
it?
13 episodes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They believe it's funny
because we got to episode 13 and we kind of like had a bit of a, like, oh, wait, who's our next guest going to be? And we're like, is this it? Are we giving up? But we're like, no, this is happening.
No.
Weekly content forever. Okay?
But it came up, oddly enough, it came up the perfect time. As we were thinking about it, it was like, yeah, this is a fact. Like most people stop doing it at episode 13.
You guys have smashed it in the like 13 episodes in like a month or
something. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I don't think you'll be another statistic, which is sick.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Thank you. We try. But look, we're here to talk about you, mate. Stop diverting the conversation. So you got into the music industry and you've been making music for a really long time now.
Still working so hard, man. Like as we I've just done like 10 hours in the studio today. So like every day, like just smashing it. Like most of my stuff is like unreleased, like, so cliche, but like that's just how it is.
That's how it is, yeah.
And so just banking up a bunch of content. I've got some really cool stuff coming, which is dope. Not gonna like name drop or anything like that, but like if you want to see who I'm working with, you can like go to my Facebook page or whatever.
Or Spotify, definitely check that out.
And so like super excited about the future with my music releases, like so just working, man, just relentless.
I think that's a very huge thing that I've taken from you in working with you along the years that we've known each other now. Is that you have to treat whatever your passion is, you know, passion is such a broad word, I don't like talking about that word, but you have to treat it as a business because it's like, there's so many music producers and we meet so many music producers and artists and stuff every single day. And they're like, yeah, this is what I like doing. And it's like, do you have a business mindset at all? It doesn't have to be full business, but you have to realize that if you're going to make money off it, you have to realize where the sales are coming from, where your income's coming from, and you have to understand all these business
things. I think like you should treat your life like a business.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Because, you know, like every day, like I walk down, so I live like 100 meters from the studio, basically, that we're in right now. So like, but having that separation is like super important. So like you come to work, you work for as long as you want, and then you go home and then you recover. But then every day when I'm like walking down here to the studio, I see like a line of traffic of people like going to work. And like those people are probably spending like an hour each way in traffic every day. And so when I got the studio, I optimized my life in a way where I was able to like maximize my work potential. So I got a place on the internet for $130 a week that was 100 meters from the studio. And like
the trap houses,
the trap house. And so I'm literally there to sleep, recover, shower, and then come back to work.
Yeah.
And so like that's just perfect for me.
Mm. Yeah.
And so like everyone's different. Maybe some people want some like work-life balance or whatever, but to like really be successful, especially in the music industry, you just like, you have to go all in and there's like no other way.
And that doesn't mean quit your full-time job and just start making music full time. Yeah. Obviously have a plan, have an idea of like how it's going to go. But what I'm getting from that is that you have to be fully committed to it. You can't just make music for an hour on Friday nights with a beer and go, I'm a music
producer. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. Like, that's not if you really want it, that's what you'll do. And like, yeah, like the work-life balance like thing is like super important. But yeah, it's such a demanding industry that really takes that much. And like, I'm like finally seeing results now after 6 years.
Mm.
So it's like, it's good. It's good. But like, yeah, that's what it takes. Like, unfortunately, and I don't think like a lot of people are working, like you said, like they're not working that hard. Like I compare myself, like when I'm working to like people that are probably in LA, like working every day, probably potentially more than me, you know, like quitting their job and living there and like hustling like 16 hours a day. So that's what I have in my head when I'm working. It's like,
but like until you have something that's truly on the line, and a lot of people, not to, I don't mean to call out a lot of like music producers or whatever, but more often than not, people don't actually have anything on the line. Whereas you purchased all this equipment, you're in this music studio. So there's this actual thing that's like lit a firework up your ass, and it's like making you go, oh, I actually have to make this succeed. And that's like forcing you to actually make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a like positive thing, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And that really shows you exactly what you're truly passionate about, I guess, you know?
That's exactly right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's like you see people starting, you know, if you really want to get some life experience, go into debt, like starting a business and your passion, and then...
You heard it
first. Is that what you said?
Oh, you know, you just said, you heard it first. Like, that's because that's the truth, right?
Yeah, it's so... And it's like, definitely, like, very lucky to be able to do that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's good that you appreciate that and you're self-aware enough about that, I suppose. But yeah, we're all in business and we've all put things on the line. And so that's how we've learned a lot. And, you know, as you said, like none of us are professionals at anything.
No.
We've definitely learned like a decent chunk on our business journey and also, and just in our lives from doing that and from committing to something in a way enough to kind of do that. But I suppose it's like that's the scariest thing. But it's like the magic happens just outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, I've quit my job twice, my full-time job. Like earning like quite good money, like well over like $100,000 a year. I've like quit that job twice now to follow my passion. And then I've gone back three times now. So it's like, you know, you definitely learn humility along the way as well. So like when I first quit, I was like, never going back to that place. Yeah. And then, you know, like 2 years later, I'm back at the same place working again. But like, do it again, like a year later.
Which is fine.
Because you've got this thing you're really passionate about as well. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's great. It's that just that that time that you're using outside of work, which you're like genuinely passionate about. You're not wasting that time. So I mean, it's all for something. You're working there to continue this passion that you're holding on to.
So. Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, so like, it's good. Like, you know, it makes you want it more.
Yeah,
for sure.
I had this quote the other day, and it was do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do.
Yes.
And that's great. Like, you were doing that and then you got to do this thing and it didn't work out for a bit. So you went and did the thing you had to do.
Yeah.
And then you came back into it, you know?
Yeah.
And the best part is it's a reversible decision. I'm not sure where I heard that. And I think it was on the Rich Roll podcast. But it's like, you know, you just commit to this thing and it's not like, you know, this thing that's the completely irreversible where you like hacks her off your leg or something because you have to put it back on. You're like, you know what? If it doesn't work out, I can go back and try this.
Well, that's the thing, dude. Like, especially in business, like nothing is black and white. Like the main lessons that I've learned in this past year is like, if something happens, you need to have a positive outlook on it and you need to adapt to that situation and basically chill out and deal with it. And it's like, it comes back to like, and like us as men, like have like, a unique ability to deal with things like that, you know, like on a less emotional and a more logical sense. Not saying that females can't be like ruthless business people, but it's just like there's definitely cases where that is like true, but like, it's just like kind of easier. And that's why like more men are like business people, obviously. Yeah. So, and just dealing with whatever happens and you just get really good at like problem solving. Basically, like you're as a businessman or like entrepreneur, you're just problem solving. And basically that's where like a really good product will come from. And that's what will get you like super wealthy is like solving someone's problem with like, with your invention or with your service. So yeah, that's what I think about that.
I don't even have anything to say. It's such a huge gold nugget that it's like, yeah, that's the truth. It's it's an interesting field, this whole trying to start a business as a millennial, because it's, you know, there's this accessible thing, you know, and here we are, like, I'm, you know, starting MetaMind's marketing soon, like, the cat's out of the bag, but like, like, that's, you know, everyone wants this financial freedom and this location independence, and that's the goal, because you see people on Instagram doing it or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to say, but then you give it a shot and you're like, oh, kill me?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's it. Because no matter how passionate you are about something, you're still going to have those moments where you just hate what you're doing. Like, dude, no matter what you're doing, there's no way you can avoid that.
For sure. And then it's like, and that's when you need to take it back and it's like, look where you started from.
Yes.
But like, to be cheesy as fuck. Like,
no, that's the truth,
like,
though.
Yeah. But look at your like YouTube channel, like thousands of videos probably. Like, from what I saw last
1,200 time. Videos. Exactly. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So it's like, would you have ever thought you'd made that many videos when you like first started?
No. Honestly, no. There's no way. But like, yeah, it's interesting because it's one of those things that I guess is, I just kept doing it and I never stopped regardless of what was going on. And
so good.
I never had any sort of idea that I was going to continue doing it forever. But now in my mind, because I've done it for so long, it's kind of like, I don't ever want to stop doing it. I guess, which would probably be the same for you guys with your music. Yes. I mean, when you find something you're genuinely passionate about, like, you kind of have that commitment to it just within yourself, because you don't feel yourself if you're not doing that thing you love.
Fully.
But also, like, bring back to what you said, like you said, you know, you have to stay positive about whatever happens, you know, like, life throws crap your way and you have to sit back and instead of going, huh, this sucks, I'm giving up, you just have to like wipe the crap off your face to have some brutal imagery and you just trudge through it again, you know? And it's like,
that's like another problem the other day. It's like, just get on with it.
Like, to bring it back to our slogan, like, relentless self-development. And that's what that is. You know, you have to be relentless in that. It's like, okay, this is going to be trash until it's going to
That's the thing, dude. You can't sit back and go, as a business owner, you can never sit back and go, oh, why is this happening to me? Like, what did I do? Does that, like, you will get shit on in the business world. And like, compared to something like the financial world, like, music is like probably quite forgiving for things like that. But like, if you were like a stockbroker or like on Wall Street or some shit, if you're sitting back, go like, oh, why did this happen to me, bro? You're done, man. You're done.
That's it.
Yeah. So like, definitely take some like lessons from that and just like, and yeah, that's pretty much like, you can't just,
you can't feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Thing.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately these things happen. Yeah. And some of them are out of your control and you've just got to be able just be able to, like, I guess, monitor your thoughts, monitor the situation and try to figure out a way to move forward
But also be self-aware enough to realize that things are going to go horribly wrong
for
a long time.
Yeah.
In your life
for months,
business.
Years.
You know,
and
then all of a sudden business is going good and then life's going to go bad, you know. But like, you know, for example, like, I'll take myself, like, going into it, you just have this fairy tale dream. You're like, okay, I'll just jump in and I'll just do this and it's going to be great. And then, I guess it's like, I'm not telling people to be self-aware enough, but just understand. Yeah. You have to like do your market research and realize that it is going to be horrible for a very long time. And if you truly want to be successful, you have to work at it relentlessly
Everyone, for sure. Like, it's like, you know, you might try this for like a few years, like, and realize like, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you can get someone else in your business that is good at doing that. And you can focus on creating content or like creating music or shooting photography. Like, you can, and then leave the business side to someone else.
Or just do it because you enjoy it.
Or that.
You don't have to actually create a huge business.
That is another thing for sure, man. Yeah.
Which I've had a lot of thoughts about and doing. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm so passionate about this thing and I really want to make this business thing work. But it's like, but do I even care about having the money side of it? Am I happy to just work a job and just do this because I enjoy it?
Yeah, that's true.
And after a few years of doing that, you kind of realize that it's like, you know what? I would be okay with that.
Mm.
And that's awesome. And you know, and if someone goes, oh, what are you doing with your life? And you're like, I'm doing this thing that I'm very passionate about and I also work, and you're okay with that?
It's fulfilling.
That's it. Yeah. It's fine. You don't have to be this all-encompassing goal that Instagram tells you to be.
No, it's very true. Yeah.
And I think it's important to have that separation as well. Have things that can ground you and things that are outside of business as well.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's then work, business, and then where do you have time for yourself?
Like in the last like month or two, it's like
this
other shit to keep you like grounded, and it could be anything. Yeah. Like, and for me, like, you know, my interests are varied and what I do outside of like making music. And you know, like sometimes you learn these things as you get older, and you're like, your passions and your interests grow to like different things as you get older. So it's like, yeah, that's like super key, man. Like it could be anything. It could be like ping pong.
Yes. It's called table tennis. Wow. So, if you listen to episode 11, it's called table tennis. <Ping pong>.
So. Dude, I'm just trying to relate to you, man.
It's not working. Get off.
I've insulted you.
Look, I had something to say on your point there, but then it just got carried away with a joke, which is totally fine.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that you've started to recognize that recently. So have you started doing certain things to be able to separate yourself a little bit?
Yeah, man. So like, you know, I'm like messing around with like the modular stuff.
As you would have seen at the start.
That's like still kind of music related. So like, I'm recently like got into like target shooting.
Oh, yeah.
So like, it's a simple thing, man.
Yeah.
And it's like something I really enjoy. It's so like methodical and just like just takes you away. It's like completely different to music, and it's like just a sport that I enjoy. So like I've been doing that since I was like a kid, but like just forgot about it basically. And now I'm like, hey, I used to do this thing that like really like took me to like another space and like disconnected you from reality, or these days it's like work.
Mm-hmm.
Forces you into the present.
Yeah, yes. Forces into the present moment. That's like great. Snowboarding
with James.
Yeah. Snowboarding would be my like ideal thing, but obviously in Australia we can't do that.
No.
So I've had to resort to like a secondary sport. Yeah. So so that's what I've been doing lately.
Dude, Metamines go shooting. Let's
we can do that. I can arrange it, man.
Nice. The next podcast, just us.
Just blazing.
Yeah. The audio wouldn't be very good.
No, but, probably not.
We'd have fun. We actually thought about, this is fun, and if any future guests are listening to this, we thought about shooting a podcast during a paintball game. GoPros on, like zooms on our thing, and we just jump in, shoot a paintball game, and like, you know, just get really
just have two ways talking to each other.
Like, that's fine.
Honestly, just be interviewing the guests on the.
That'd be like, sick, dude.
Yeah,
that would actually
that would be something really fun. Down,
I'm do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'll ref it.
Just stand there shooting us, basically.
But yeah, dude. So that's like a lot of the things I've learned, if I can like provide the audience any value.
Yeah, well, that's like, my next question is like, for anyone that's kind of jumping into something they're passionate about and they want to take it to the next level, or some kind of business that they want to start or whatever, and they're young or even they're old, whatever age they are, what kind of like huge kind of tips? We've been over a couple already, but what kind of huge tips would you say are like something you absolutely need to know before diving too deep into
it? Get a mentor.
Ooh.
It's huge. Like I've had like a couple of like really good ones. That I could just talk to, like just randomly. A lot of people like myself, like are doing the same thing and just awake 24/7, like working similarly to like what I was doing. Obviously like if, like for me, like the financial side of things, like you can't, you need to approach it like a business. Like you need to spend money to make money basically. That's huge. Like if you obviously need to be in a position where you can like outlay some costs. Like that was massive. Working and patience is like huge. Like, and another huge thing that I've like learned in the last like couple months is don't be scared to like walk away from clients that aren't, or like if you're like providing a service, like don't be scared to like walk away from clients that are not providing you with value in terms of like financially. So like there's a thing called like the 80-20 rule where like, I think it's like 80% of your revenue comes from like 20% of your clients.
And it works with most stuff in life as well.
Like, yeah. And so I found myself just completely run off my feet, like so busy, like couldn't deal with life. Like I was just like so run down, and I'm like, and I sat back and I looked at it and I'm like, and I like literally graphed out my time. I'm like, hey, like 60, 70% of my day was spent on doing these mixes and shit for clients that I'm like barely even paying me. And I'm like, I've got like three or four like high profile like clients that are like good friends now. And it's like, these guys are actually making me money. And then these people are just soaking up my time and not doing anything. So like definitely be like in business, you have to be kind of cold and be like, hey, like if my time is being wasted from like these people that are not paying you need to like move away from that and like focus on the people that are actually bringing.
Be selective with who you work with. Yeah.
And you know, it sounds cold and whatever, but it's like business.
It's business. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Otherwise you just, you'll get burnt out. Like you said, you were struggling to keep up with it all.
Yeah. You can't do it.
Yeah.
And so like do it nicely, obviously, but like you need to like really like, and put it on paper and be like, hey, I spent 4 hours doing this mix for like $50 or I could have spent that like same amount of time making music for this other client and that could potentially make me thousands of dollars over the months, like streaming stats.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to prioritize.
You have to vet your own time and you have to realize that your time is ridiculously valuable because, you know, you can get more money, but you cannot get more time.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
So.
Yep.
But yeah, that's hugely important, I think. Like, thanks for mentioning those things. I think that, I mean, yeah, even just a little refresher for myself, I got some value out of that. But it's so true. But it's like in when you're starting out in a business or even if you're deep in business, if a month's not going well and a client approaches you, you go, yes, I'll take it. No, no worries.
Yes, dude. Yeah. And that's like, we got to the point where we're like, oh shit, we need business. Like, we'll drop our prices. And that was the worst thing we ever did because it just attracts all these people that are just not interested in like providing value to you for your time.
Yeah.
Basically. So like that's another like tip I would offer to people is like, you create your own value in this world. And so you can create your service or you can create your website or whatever you're doing. Like, and you can put a price on that. And then as long as your marketing is like on point, like, who's to say that that's not worth like $600 an hour?
That's it.
That's totally true. And you have to realize your value because you can't, I mean, you know, you can't just jump into the market in any space and say, you know what? I'm charging $2,000 an hour.
Yeah. For this. Yeah. You have to be self-aware about it.
Yeah. You have to realize that.
Yeah.
You do that through trial and error and you do that through realizing who's going to waste your time and who's not.
That's
you do that through, like practice and putting in the hours and things like that.
Yeah.
And then you can eventually be worth that.
Definitely.
You're like independently scaling your value as such. Like a business, when they scale, you're just scaling as you produce more, basically.
Yeah.
Hence which makes sense. When people apply to be on the MetaMinds podcast, we charge them $45,000 to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
So, and again, for future guests.
And the thing is, like, another thing is, like, if you're having a hard time like justifying your value in that way, like your content can, justify your value basically. So like, hey, if you haven't got clients, focus on creating content.
So many gold nuggets in this one, dude. right. You raise your profile and you raise your profile is the right word by creating value online and giving free value, and in that value will come, like, you give value first and then value comes after that basically. So if you're not like getting value, that's, you know, you have a problem with your assets, basically.
Yeah.
You have to create more assets and that will create
more
value for you in monetary gains.
Yeah. And so like, you know, you might be like, you learn this along the way because it's like, hey, we need more customers. Let's lower our prices. No, that wasn't the way. The way to like get more customers was to create more content.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's a race to the bottom. And in this day and the age, it's you know, on the internet. It's
competitive.
It is a race to the bottom. And you'll be fighting with people on Upwork for $4 an hour, $2 US an hour or something like that.
Wow.
And you just go, oh yeah, I'll do anything at this stage. But then
No.
You're devaluing yourself.
Brand is king. Brand is king. Like, everyone that's watching this should be focusing on their brand, and they should let no one else in this world like fuck with their brand, basically. Don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but I just did.
Mate, we've
you've been doing a lot it throughout. Yeah. I've been enjoying it. We all have been. It's okay. Shit.
Cool. So we have about a minute left. Do you have any final words? You've already got so much.
No, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look me up. I've got some like sick music.
Yeah, so that's
out.
EVO on Spotify.
Yeah, E space V slash or just EVO. Yeah, just look that up.
Got a bunch of awesome hip hop tunes out there, guys. So check that out.
Yeah,
some like sitting on a lot of awesome content. Let me tell you that.
I appreciate it.
We're having an exclusive look here in the studio, and we would love to show you.
Yeah,
you can check it out on our Instagram, MetaMinds.
MetaMinds, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. It was awesome. We'll do it again when we go to paintball, man.
Yeah.
So and maybe Ryan can join us. That's right. Ryan is in the corner over here. You guys can't see him. Do you want to come on? Go on, quick, jump up, Ryan.
Say hi, Ryan.
Say hi, Ryan. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey guys.
He'll probably be on at some point, but he rocked up late, you know, so maybe another time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Arigato.
Cheers.